Cam Cameron, who joins us right now. Three offensive players.
We ain't done yet.
Three.
We're not done
yet. This is an unprecedented day here for the Ravens, Cam. I think you know what I'm talking about, right? You didn't have to lobby hard for those guys, did you?
No, I tell you what, the board was stacked pretty good. The only downside I can see so far is we got to block Courtney now every day out back.
There we go.
Along with everybody else we have to block this offseason. So, no, it's been a great couple of days, and we're not done yet.
Let's start with Kelechi Osemele, and that's how we're going to call him, right? Kevin Byrne, the Hall of Famer, is with us, by the way, back from Marquette. Start with him. Boy, you listen to him talk out here. Extremely intelligent, extremely savvy. Guy who just wants to rip your heart out, too, when he gets on the field, right?
Right. And first of all, we're just going to call him KO.
KO from here on out. Yeah.
But you know what, Keith? Our scouts put him on our radar as coaches right off the bat. You know, because everybody he wasn't getting talked about a lot, and they said, "Hey, you know, take a look at this kid at Iowa State," and then all you do is turn on the tape, watch the Senior Bowl, watch how he matches up. He'll probably he's a very very good college player in my estimation. He'll be a better pro than he was a college player. This guy matches up athletically with today's defensive lineman. He's big, he's strong, he's a good kid who's got a mean streak about him, which is what we're looking for. We want a good person. A guy we can deal with off the field but can flip that switch, and this kid flips the switch and gets after people.
Similar to Michael Orr.
Absolutely. And Marshall Yanda.
And Marshall Yanda, yeah.
And the man of the year, Matt Burke. He's the same way. I mean, that's what great players do, and that's what Ravens do. And Ja Reed is working in that direction. Another good, young, athletic guy. And wait till you see Geno. Geno is
– we talked to him a few minutes ago. He can't wait to get down here.
That comes from a football family. Plays every play like it's his last. I could take anybody in this room or anybody listening, give you all his games, look at all of them. You've seen one game, you've seen them all. He plays as hard as he can, gets blocks well, technique, center, guard, doesn't matter. Outstanding player.
So now you have guys with versatility. You know, guard tackle, you got center guard. And we've heard a couple times John mentioned that, hey, all positions are kind of open there. When you think you've got Michael Orr entrenched at right tackle, you think Bryant McKinney entrenched at left tackle, maybe not. What does this draft say about the makeup of your offensive line?
Well, I just think it's a step in the right direction. I think it's going to play itself out, and if everybody stays healthy, you'd like to have seven guys that you could start. I mean, you want to create a problem for yourself, and I think everybody's seen what we'll do. If we got seven guys that can start, we call it our 7-0 line. You saw us do it 3 or 4 years ago. We'll put seven offensive linemen out there and let them all play, and so that's one of the things we would do. And I think the competition thing, if you go back to even our first year here, Ray Rice at one point in time at training camp was the only running back we had left in training camp. And he winds up starting. Joe Flacco, same thing, was competing for the job and was the only guy we had left and wound up starting. So competition, get better. And then if you put yourself to the point where you're active on game day, you know, we'll play you.
Cam, the trade up to get the running back from Temple, Bernard Pierce, first of all, what do you see in him? And is he someone who can step right in and maybe take Ricky Williams' carries from last year?
Well, we'll see. But what we saw early on was just a consistent, very productive back, a guy who you could give the ball to anywhere from 20 to 30 times if you needed to. His stats, I mean, his stats will match up with anybody in college football. And then you look at his size and his strength and, you know, the Maryland game, unfortunately, kind of, everybody saw that one. I mean, he lit that up.
Did you see that one in person?
Not in person, but it was impressive. This guy's got breakaway
very
speed.
Impressive.
But I would say this. You know, there's going to be great competition in that room because we've got a ton of confidence in Anthony Allen and Damian Berry. I mean, these guys are good backs, but I think we all know you can't have too many good backs. You can be out of backs in the blink of an eye in this league, and we've seen that play out. So great competition. With young players, great leadership from Ray and Vontae, and then we'll find a way to get them all on the field. You know, special teams will play into a lot of the young guys. So we'll see how the Ricky Williams, you know, how that role plays out. We've had that the last few years, and the best guy will play.
Hey, Cam.
Stan White with us. Stan, you have a question?
Yeah, the last time we were together, not – too long ago, we were talking a lot about these big, tall, wide receivers. Are you at all disappointed you didn't get, or maybe you'll still get one of those guys?
Yeah, I think there's still some guys on the board. Now, I haven't been up in the draft room now for about 20 minutes, so There could be some guys that aren't there, but there's still good players on the board. I think Ozzie said something to us our first year here, and it's played out now, this going into our fifth year. Is that our roster's not final till really about 7 to 10 days prior to the first game, regular season game. And it's an ongoing process. We're getting as many good players as we can right now. Then we'll kind of let the draft play out, then look at the off season, and if we got to get another big receiver in there, we will. But disappointed, Stan, I would say no, because you find good players like we've gotten, and you find a way to get the job done.
And Cam, John Harbaugh said during the press conference that Joe Flacco is here today, working. It's the last weekend in April, but he's here getting things done. And no surprise, I know.
No, Joe's a worker, and Joe's a sneaky worker. You know, I mean, I bet you say there's all sorts of different types of QBs out there. There's a bunch that want everybody to know how hard they're working, and Joe's just understated sometimes, and I see that as a strength. You know, a lot of people see that as a guy, and everybody wants this fist throwing, verbal guy, and that would almost concern me because that's really not Joe. Joe, this team follows Joe. They know how he leads, and I know the things he says in the huddle, and he just has a different way of going about it to some people. And he'll come in, work on weekends, and he's not advertising it, but he's working as hard as any guy in this league, and he's done that since the day we signed him.
Well, Cam, as I transition to Pete, you have a lot of guys that don't pound their chest and tell you what they do. They just go out and do it, right?
You got it, Keith. I mean, you come in the building, come down the hall, just come straight in, go down, and you're going to see a sign on the right that says, the team. You're going to go around the corner, and you're going to see a sign that says, the team. And the bottom line is it's about the team. And I think our guys, I think our coaching staff, our scouts, all of us, we understand, as well as the players, that's what it's all about.
And one last thing for you, Cam. Now a few months removed from the AFC Championship game, a time to step back, evaluate. What do you look back and say, what do we need to build on the most to take that next step? Obviously, it's easy to say, if the ball's held on to you, you're in the Super Bowl. And it may just be that simple. But where do you step back and say, we need to get this area that might get us over the hump? Is it that simple?
I think pre-salary cap, it was easier to look at it that way. Now you truthfully, Peter, you have to reinvent yourself. Individually every year, the offensive coordinator, assistant coaches, Joe Flacco, I mean, all of us, you got to reinvent yourself. And then as we come back together, which we'll get to get on the field with our players for the first time on Monday. And that's the first thing I'm going to say to them in our 10 o'clock meeting is, okay, the process is starting. We're going to reinvent this offense. We got some new guys coming in. And you have to reinvent yourself every year because you've got different guys every year. Your schedule changes. There's a lot of little things we got to do. The bottom line is you got to get better, and we believe it. You get better, you get worse. You never stay the same. So you've seen it. We've addressed the offensive line. All right, we had to do that. Looking back, we could have been better in the offensive line. I think every guy on our offense, coaches and players all think we could have done better, and that's why we will do better.